A postmodern relativist finds it hard to believe that somebody really does believe. If someone professes Christianity, he assumes that there must be another motive. For the postmodernist, it is essentially a watered-down Kantian, that is, a narcissist without the moral imperative. And such a person analyzes others primarily in terms of how they helped or neglected him. This is typical of our me generation, but it has antecedents all the way back to Eden. One example is the lugubrious Baron von Hugo, who decided that Newman was not a saint because he did not express joy. Now, a wiser man pointed out that the only recorded instances of Newman not seeming joyful were the three times he was visited by von Hugo. One can be so focused on the self that one is oblivious to the effect one has on others. And this is a subtle and untutored sociopathology which can have results that are not mild. It certainly makes for bad biography. Self-referential cultural dilettantes will not understand what Christopher Dawson meant. But there can be no culture without worship of something other than the self. They will think that Buckley's worship of God was one of his little ways, a harmless culturism or romantic eccentricity in an otherwise worldly man.